The place for the realest conversations.
I appreciate United Garden Homes for stopping through with a check for $2,000.
Yes.
Some people came through anonymously.
Yes.
Dropped off money. The family has received those funds. And whatever you can do, if everybody do a little, nobody has to do a lot.
The movement continues.
What are some of the conditions in the jail that got people upset, like the living conditions on a day-to-day basis?
We'll come out of our cell at 11 o'clock in the morning. We'll get food and we'll get medication. So that shortens the time. Out of those 2 hours, we'll probably get an hour out and then we'll have to lock back down. And by lock back down, I mean we stay in our cell, we get fed in our cell. We don't come out our cell at all. And that's pretty much the biggest problem. And they simply say that they're short staffed, but that's not enough because they knew that they were going to be short staffed. Like, this has been a problem for over 2 years now.
The marathon continues.
There's never been a better time to make change in the city of Milwaukee, starting with the youth. And we talked about the housing. Willie Hines, y'all boy Willie Hines, and they trying to change the leadership over there. We got our hands full, and it's not the time. But we got attorney B. Ivy Lamar on the lines right now, calling from the courthouse. How you doing, attorney B. Ivy Lamar?
Hey, what's going on, Tori? I'm good, man. Happy to be here.
Joining me on the line, Dr. Umar Johnson. How you doing, brother, Dr. Umar Johnson?
Peace and Pan-Africanism, good brother, Black Power, to all my brothers and sisters in Milwaukee, Kenosha, Green Bay, Racine, and across the state of Wisconsin.
Yo, peace, King. I'm going to stand with you and walk with you, brother.
God bless you.
Because I think it's an important thing what you're doing, and you need to have the support of the community. Regardless if we live in these areas or not, it all affects us in one way or shape or form.
It's time for that action and all the smoke. This is the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association award-winning Tori Lowe Show on 101.7 The Truth, The Truth app, and streaming live on YouTube.
Man, best show in the world, bro. You got the best show in the world. I hope you know that, man.
God bless you, brother. I appreciate that.
Big up, big up, big up to you both. Thank you so, so, so much. Tori, you spoke to my kids. Liz, you did too. But you spoke to my kids, and when I tell you both that they was talking about what we did earlier that morning, all day.
Mm.
That's literally what they was doing. They was talking about it all day.
My son
was just hollering, we're Tori. Like,
I wanted to make sure that I let you know that to hear a person and have a person like you in this community, the way that you are selfless, the way that you give, even when your cup is not even full, you are filling other people's cups. And that just inspires me to want to make sure that I help you the best way that I can by doing my part.
As always, my good brother, stay cool, stay calm, stay focused.
Now, live from the Avenue in the heart of downtown Milwaukee, here is the king of talk radio, Tori Lowe.
White people are gonna cry.
Justice Wisconsin, the truth, the most requested advocate in the state. 101.7 FM, the movement continues. Yeah, yeah. Yeah, Milwaukee, stand up, stand up. It's Tori Lowe, the truth, from one to four. We about that action, so tap in and let's go. We want that justice, we want all the smoke. From Monday through Friday, trying to bring the city hope. Yeah, Tori Lowe, from one to four, Monday through Friday, let's go. We about that action from the block, and we ready, let's go. Tap in, and it ain't no holding back, we ready. 101.7 The Truth. Tori Lowe Show, live from American Family Insurance Studio at the Avenue. And I'm here for the action
and nothing but that action.
And I want all the smoke.
Who wants the smoke today?
Salute to all my brothers and sisters on the front lines. The marathon continues.
The movement continues.
How y'all doing out there in radio land? How y'all doing in the chat? We got another powerful show for you today. So I'm going to need y'all to open up your ears, okay? Hey, look, thank you for joining me. It's a, what, a Wednesday, on this Wednesday, on this beautiful Wednesday, Wednesday, May 20th, 2026. We got a lot to cover on the show today. And we got, what,
Wednesday. Two more days. We down to two more days after this where, you know, the Tory Lowe show will be moving into another space. Not continuing on with the truth, but moving into another space. But like I said, salute to Truth Nation. I appreciate it. It's no words that I can explain how beautiful and amazing this journey these past 5 years was on the radio, dealing with the community in this space, in this platform. It was just so first class. So first class. I mean, the things that we were able to do is just, I mean, I still don't think I can even tell it all. Sometimes I forget as much stuff that we were able to kind of put in these last 5 years, you know. I can't even remember the number of families that calling me, that calling me now, worried about how we're gonna move forward. I keep telling everybody, calm down. We're gonna be all right. You know, it's gonna be okay. But just at the end of the day, just the amazing families that have been calling me, reaching out, because they're hearing that, you know, the Tory Lowe show will no longer be in this space. And I said, come on now. Some of them families, I said, before I even got on the radio, where did you meet me? I was on the block. So don't do that. Don't act like something is going to stop the movement, because the movement was already moving and it will continue to move on in other spaces. But like I said, let's enjoy what we were able to do. Sometimes when you get to a point where you are done a lot, you keep moving, but you don't reflect on what things were able to be done in a positive way. So you got to take that time. And I'm taking my time, Andrew. These next couple of days, I'm going to take my time and really enjoy talking to Truth Nation and allowing myself to kind of just reminisce on all of the great things that we were able to pull off. That's why I say, since Monday, you can always call in and tell me your favorite moment on the truth. Don't wait till Friday, because it's going to be a lot going on Friday. You know, that's why I open up the lines. That's why I open up the lines, so y'all can have the freedom and the time to talk about it. If y'all had any favorite moments, feel free, 833-212-1017, about our journey right here on 101.7 The Truth. But I don't know. Friday might be, there's a lot going on. There'll be a lot of moving parts on the last show. Andrew, you think we're going to have time to take people on the last? We think we may have a little time to take some callers on Friday?
I knew that was going to happen, so right. I have a built-in segment for the callers.
Oh, okay. So I'm just trying to let y'all know, like, okay, because this now, y'all can take a minute and a half and explain right now, okay? So it is what it is. The lines are open, 833-212-1017 for all of that jazz. Who we got in the chat? I love the chat. The chat has grown to be a part of the show. Sincere Runny Ray Real, Salute King. I appreciate you for all the support. Kawanda, she says, I'm here. Josh in the chat, salute and respect. The Tory Lowe, the realist, and, of course, the Truth Nation. Salute Josh for being faithful in the chat. Jeff says, good afternoon and salute to everyone. Salute to you, Jeff, as you've been so consistent with coming into the chat, adding to the conversation. Not really a city girl. You go, girl. This is an active listener now. She done showed up to a couple protests, especially with the daycare, with the baby, with the cocaine found in the system. Not really a city girl was out there on the front lines. I'm trying to tell you, I love having an active. See, the people I hang out with, they get busy. All my friends are active. You know, if you want to be, I get around people that's active. So, and that's the best thing that I could have had was an active listening audience. Zay Tashay, salute to you. He says, good afternoon, folks. Consistent. Josh. I want to back up about Josh. Josh has been so consistent with the chat and adding to the conversations and dealing with just the bots. Josh kind of became one of the people that would make sure that them bots know that we know that they was in the chat. Salute. Just so amazing, all of the things that, you know, all of the people that have just added to the texture of what was going on. Don't forget to hit that like and subscribe button. It's just one of those things. It may be the last time on this platform. Hey, hit the like and subscribe button. Kimberly in the chat, good afternoon, Truth Nation. Kimberly says, good afternoon. Hey, so Friday, don't forget, Friday at 4:30, we'll be in the 3rd Street Market Hall. We're going to be having a blast from 4:30 to 7:30. And if it's powerful, we might go to 8:30, you know, like if it's powerful. Even if it's powerful or not, we're going to have a great time. But, you know, at some, you know, I always say, like, a couple hours is always fun to have a time out. But like I said, sometimes people want to, you know, we might be able to do a little bit more. I was just talking to the people that own the 3rd Street Market Hall and let them know. I let them know, Andrew, that we was going to be out in the market hall and it was going to be the last show. So I talked to the big O. And we going to see. We know there might be something, maybe some extra going on. PH7601 says, what up? When we come back, we going to get into the show, Truth Nation. Stay locked in right here on Tory Lowe.
And that's Tory Lowe bringing you all the action and all the smoke. This is the Tory Lowe Show on 101.7 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com. What's the champ?
The people's champ. People's champ. Yeah, yeah. Who the people's champ? Woo. Tory Lowe. Woo. When it all goes wrong, where the people go? Tory Lowe. Woo. Who is speaking up for those people? In the ghetto, Tory Lowe. Who was out in Kenosha on the front line in the snow? Tory Lowe. Who out here righting the wrongs and shining light on these folks? Tory Lowe. Who the biggest advocate that Milwaukee has ever known? Tory Lowe. Who out here finding these babies and bringing them back home? Yeah. Tory Lowe. If you don't know, then you know. Who gonna be right there with you in that hospital when you shot up? Tory Lowe. Who gon' find a child molester that touched your daughter? Tory Lowe. Who gon' help you out when that landlord put you out of that apartment? Tory Lowe. When your son need a transplant, who gon' find that organ? Tory Lowe. Who out here shutting down the streets with no permit? Tory Lowe. Who the biggest activist out here that's independent? Tory Lowe. Who you gon' call if you end up missing?
Tory Lowe.
Tory Lowe. Tory Lowe. Tory Lowe.
101.7 The Truth. Tory Lowe. Tory Lowe Show. I want to head over to Charlotte, North Carolina, where it's a controversy going on. It's the end of a high school track, and they're saying that a hand gesture by a Millard Creek High School track student that cost the team their third straight championship. There's a lot of controversy over this because they're saying that there was some hate on this track team because they were destined to win their third straight, but before the run across the line, he raised his hand. And they said that he's disqualified for doing that. A lot of people are upset with this decision. They're saying that no track runner should be making any gestures before they cross the finish line. I don't know. Because I didn't see athletes look at somebody, you know, if they while they crossing the line, they looked at, you know, let them know, hey, you know, they looking them in the eye while they crossing the finish line. But I guess you can't make any gestures. We got the story, if you're watching this, we broadcast live. A lot of people upset with this one. If you watch as we broadcast live, let's listen.
The State High School Athletic Association reiterated its stance in a new statement today when they said the decision officials made at this meet are final. However, under state law, Mallard Creek can still challenge this call with an independent board appointed by the state superintendent. That's what they're doing now. Now, for reference, this was the moment that brought us here. During the state championship last week, an official disqualified Mallard Creek senior Nyan Brown once he did this. There is the gesture. Brown's coach told me he was holding up the number 5, and this would have been Mallard Creek men's 5th state title. Now, a key reason Mallard Creek can even challenge this further is because Brown was disqualified. That process is outlined right here in the board's policy manual under ATHL013. Now, an interesting note here, the policy says they can actually speed up the process if the ruling were to affect a coach or student athlete being able to participate. That is not the case here. The state championship is now over and Mallard Creek was awarded 2nd place. I spoke with head coach Sam Willoughby Monday, still frustrated. You witnessed other celebrations?
Oh, there's several. There's several celebrations, even worse than what Nyan did. I don't want to throw anyone else under the bus, but, you know, if you're going to be consistent with the rules, please do that and apply it to everyone, not just Mallard Creek.
All right. See, this looked like some hate. This looked like some hate. Like, he threw up the 5 representing that they won 5 in a row, like 5 total, men's track meets, things like that. And you know some brothers, you know, and he had a huge lead. He had a huge lead. It was no way these kids, these other runners were going to be even close to winning. So all I'm saying is, was that necessary? So you can't do nothing in track? You can't celebrate in track? He didn't even do nothing but 5, meaning that we got 5. I bet you somebody was sitting back, yeah, that's it right there. That's disqualifying for that. So because we want to show them that y'all, we don't want y'all to believe that y'all who y'all think you truly are or who y'all records say y'all truly are. It's a lot of jealousy when it comes to these track meets, when it comes to these football teams. There's a lot of adults that be hating on these athletes. Adults. Like, I see a lot of adults around here hating on athletes. Young athletes that's talented. Especially in Milwaukee. I'm trying to tell you, like, why would you not allow for these young men? They were extremely way more talented, at least in this race. They was only like 2 points from getting enough points to win the track meet. When they won this race, it was a wrap. That was it. It was a 4x. What was this? The 4x4. 4x400 relay. All he did was raise his left hand and held up 5 fingers to celebrate. And that's enough for the officials to immediately disqualify this young man and his team. Everything they work for over. So you telling me I done trained all my whole life and worked hard and got in a space where we were about to win our 5th. We won it. Matter of fact, when I crossed the line, we won 5 in a row. And now since I did a hand, when you black, you can't do nothing. I'm going to try to tell you right now. They're going to try to find a way. If you great, they're going to try to find a way to hate. They tried to hate on me. I'm helping my community, and I get hate from the establishment all the time. People that, you know, they got to put the darkness out there so y'all don't see the light. I understand it. But see, the thing with me, you ain't going to help nobody. So it don't matter what you do when it come to me, you're not going to help nobody. So you ain't going to stop nobody from coming to get help. I help people for real. So if you faking it, you ain't going to be able to do nothing to me. People don't care what nobody say about me. They want the results. But in this case, with these track runners, they can stop them from getting records and creating a culture of winning in this school, and they should appeal it. They should appeal it. Then the coach said it was other people that was, you know, making gestures the same way, but they want to pick on the most talented group of children, and you know they black. Josh in the chat says, so this country is too intimidated to confront racism. We can address these implicit bias. They love projecting their stereotypes on us on the lowest level. They trying to mess with people's confidence before they could get to the point where they challenging the world. I remember it was a part where Serena and Venus Williams was being interviewed by the interviewer, and the interviewer asked the Serena and Venus Williams a question about how they feel about are they the best or whatever, something like that, and he was trying to mess with their confidence, and the daddy stopped the interview. The daddy was there monitoring it and stopped the interview because sometimes people want to marginalize what you're doing. I think adults like this is trash. I think any adult that's messing with children, especially hating on a young person coming up, you know what? It is my last couple shows. You know what? I'm not going to say it. Andrew, have you ever been disqualified for something that you thought you should have won?
No, I wasn't a big track guy in high school. I was a pitcher in high school. But there was a couple times where I felt like people called box on me and, you know, a couple umpires who weren't my best friend.
Mm-hmm. I remember when I felt discriminated against when I was we were playing like one of the outskirts schools when I was in high school. And we went to the small town. I think it was either Kenosha Tremper or like Arrowhead, one of those schools. And the newspaper came and did a whole news article on how North was in the hood and how Kenosha had like 60 players and had a packed football team, and we only had like 13 or 12 players, like, for our team. Like that. But they was making the comparison, and I remember reading that article like, man, you know, they didn't give us, they ain't even going to give us a shot. I went up there and tried to run over them people, man. You know, but like I said, here we go.
How'd you end up doing? You win?
No, we didn't win. We was tired. We didn't have enough players to give nobody a break.
Yeah, 13 men on a 12-man team is crazy.
Yeah, we was outmanned. We was outmanned. But hey, sometimes in these school systems in the hood, you gotta go with who ready to fight. That don't mean you're gonna win all the time. But you gotta go with who willing to go. Like the 300. Let me go to break. Hey, look, when we come back, Truth Nation, we'll have more conversation. Stay locked in right here on Tory Lowe.
You are listening to The Tory Lowe Show on 101.7 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com. This is The Tory Lowe Show on 101.7 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com.
Yeah. Cape on, 10 toes. We outside for the people. Yeah. Step out the crib, that heart on my sleeve. Phone keep ringing, that call I receive. Grandma on the porch say pray then leave. So I lace up hope like a brand new weave. Block full of pain, I done walked them tears. Face every fear, I done fought their years. Name in their ear like a chant in the bleachers. Front row love for the hurt and the dreamers. They say tone it down, I just turn up truth. Made for the trenches, I was raised by proof. If the system cold, then I bring that flame. You can see that light when you shout my name. Tory Lowe, that Batman. Pull up when it's that bad. Riding for the hell.
101.
Turn a closed door.
Saving the truth, Tory Lowe Show. Pop Culture Report brought to you by Nasir Spencer in studio. Now, Z, there's a lot going on with your boy Drake. I guess a lot of records.
Yeah.
You've been talking. You like Drake.
Yeah, I like Drake.
Yeah,
of course.
But there's a lot of records going on. I guess now that he didn't drop three albums.
Yeah.
They said that it's a list of things that are record breaking that's happening right now.
He's anticipated to be the first artist to chart three albums in the top three spots. So that's something.
One, two, and three.
That's never happened before because people don't usually drop three albums. And, you know, he's Drake. He has, you know, that household name already. So just having that name, having that fan base, and then dropping three albums that span from all fans.
And to me, this was his mid-work, too.
This is mid-work, but...
But it's going to chart. It's about to break the record.
Yeah, he's breaking records. You know?
I don't even know the name of the last album. I can't even pronounce it.
Maid of Honor. Maid of Honor. No, Habibdi.
No, yeah, Habibdi.
So here's the thing. I don't know what that means. I still can't figure it out. So you're supposed to listen to it in order, apparently. You're supposed to listen to Habibdi, Iceman, and then Maid of Honor. That the acronym for that is HIM, which is pretty fire. I'm not going to lie. That's pretty fire. But I think...
I guess it's Arabic for My Beloved. That's what Andrew
My
just
Beloved?
Told,
yeah. My Beloved. Okay, that makes sense. That makes sense. So My Beloved, that makes sense then, because that's a whole like R&B love album. So that's him like... The album is like him, like just
falling
in love.
You actually listen to all of it?
Yeah. I'm a music. I love
Did
music.
You like any songs stick out?
Yeah. I like on Iceman, I like Janis.
No, I'm talking about the...
Oh, the Habibdi?
Yeah, Habibdi.
Classic is good.
Maid of Honor.
Maid of Honor, I didn't like.
I'm just saying, I'm trying to cipher to see
yeah.
where are the joints that you got to play.
I think you got to play.
You know, when you drop a Drake...
Yeah.
Drake got club music. Like this, Drake dropped the music where if you and your crew about to go outside, you're going to bump a song from Drake just to get in the mood.
That's what I'm saying.
Okay, I ain't hear that off this.
I don't know, man.
What you got? I mean.
So off of Habibdi, I heard.
Run to Atlanta?
No, well, that's Iceman. That's on Iceman.
Okay.
So Habibdi, I like WNBA. I like that one. That was a good one. I like Classic. I like I think the last song of the album is pretty good. I forgot what the name is. Gen 5 is good. The Sexy Red song needs to go.
But what I'm saying is, if you out and about and you about to turn up, because Drake is, that's what his music usually is for.
Right.
I didn't hear that. Now, would you, if you're finna go out, you finna get ready, you got to get in the mind state to, you know, classic Drake.
Yeah, I'm listening to old stuff.
I didn't hear that.
I'm listening to old
stuff. Yeah, I didn't hear that with this.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, it's not for everybody. I see why people don't like it, but I also see why people kind of do like it. But yeah, he's breaking records right now. People are going to be playing his stuff for years now. I mean, he don't got to drop an album for the next 5 years, really.
Okay, so check this out. They saying he got 15 songs that's going to debut on the Billboard.
Which is crazy.
Top 100, like 15 songs in a row.
Yeah, 15 straight. Yeah. So what was blocking that is the country girl that's out right now. I forgot her, Ella Langley or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
Langley, is this, I think that's how you say it.
I think she's at three or something, like three or
yeah,
four.
Yeah, she was up there because she's popping off too. And, you know, country is like a big genre. So Drake is, I mean, he's doing things that never been seen before. And I know people like to hate on him, but this is historic stuff when we talk about in the music world.
This is what I'm saying. He's making history.
Yeah.
But it's not like people are extremely excited about this kind of history.
Right, right.
It's almost like Cardi B. She dropped the album. She was already platinum from the two singles she had already released.
Yeah.
So as soon as she dropped the album with the two singles on it,
it was already platinum.
It was already platinum.
Yeah.
Kind of like Jay-Z when he got that platinum
with
that album that he did with Timberland.
Yeah.
He had it in the phones.
Yeah.
Like
he
came with a phone subscription.
Yeah. It was already platinum. As soon as he did that, it was platinum. Yeah.
I'm just saying. So it's like, okay.
I get what you mean.
Usually when people do certain things, it's like when Lil Wayne came out and he sold like almost like, what, a million, you know, units or whatever.
Yeah.
It was like, oh, that's Lollipop was on. It was powerful.
I mean, you got to think too.
Now it's like, I don't know what this is.
You got to think too. The reason these albums are doing numbers is, okay, first of all, him and Kendrick got into it 2 years ago. He lost that beef, in my opinion. And then he comes out with Iceman, which is like 10 songs straight of him dissing like Kendrick. Jay-Z, he dissed. He dissed Rihanna, A$AP Rocky. He dissed some more people.
It's kind of like the dude who got beat down
yeah.
in the fight, but he got up saying, yeah.
Yeah.
I ate that. I ate two punches.
I ain't fight back, but I ate that. Yeah, I know what you mean. Yeah, I know what you mean.
That's what it feel like to me.
I mean, yeah, he definitely wrote some of this stuff.
You didn't knock me out. I ate that.
That's pretty much what he said on the album.
That's all it is.
Yeah, he pretty much said on the album, you didn't beat me. Like, you beat me, but I'm still popping. Like, I'm still hot. I'm still doing numbers. That's pretty much what he said on the album, realistically. So that's what I don't like about the album, because I didn't think he should focus on the beef so much. Like, you move past it just because you lost. Don't mean, you know.
Well, the one interesting diss, I guess, was J. Cole.
And he dissed Rick Ross, too. That was
J. Cole in specific.
I got beef with J. Cole.
Because hold on, because this is where academics come in.
That's what I say, yeah.
Because academics got a chain from Drake. Mm-hmm. So is academics working for Drake? Is he a paid?
Is he
a paid hitman throwing out hit pieces on people? Okay, so listen, he said something that really made sense.
Yeah,
that J. Cole was the one.
I got beef with J. Cole, man.
That started the whole Kendrick thing, right?
And I said this when he dropped.
Then he dropped out. So what I'm saying is, why are they throwing out hit pieces and things like that to try to cover that Drake is still healing from, you know, this is victim music, victim rap. At least Iceman is.
Yeah.
And then he goes into Maid of Honor and then this other album where he's trying to connect with different crowds. But I don't see the excitement of a – and even if you didn't like Drake, he was the party music.
Yeah,
it was immature for his age, but –
37, by the way, or 39 now.
Well, what I'm saying is he's making stuff for little kids, like, you know. For clubbers, like you 21, you about to go out 21, 22, 23.
Yeah.
You first getting out to the club, you got your boys with you. That's what Drake make music for to me. Mm. And I don't get that from this album. At least give me something like if we about to go do something. Like if I got my celebration at Tory Lowe the last show Friday and I wanted to have a song turn up, I can't get that from this.
Right, I agree. That's true. Okay. Look, I got beef with J. Cole though. I agree with everything Academic said because think about it. He started this beef by saying, "Who's the GOAT? Me, K-Dot Aubrey or me? Something like that." And I'm first person shooter. And he really sparked it because he knew they had some beef. He wanted Kendrick to be on the song. He wanted to be friends with everybody. Mm-hmm. And it don't work like that.
And he wanted to be friends because it helps his album as well.
Right. But he didn't drop it for two more years, by the way. He just dropped it like in March. So J. Cole was just, you know, holding off this album, trying to get his publicity up, trying to get all the views and stuff with Drake. Great, cool. But he wanted Kendrick on there because he knew that Kendrick and Drake didn't really mess with each other. They didn't vibe with each other. He just wanted to rock out on the song. But then after the beef, or when the beef started, he dropped a song and then backed out once Kendrick responded to both of them and was like, "Oh, bro, I'm sorry." And then left Drake in the dust because Drake was like, "I don't mess with none of y'all like that."
I believe Drake want to beef with J. Cole.
I
believe that he want to have him and J. He want to go back and forth with
J.
Cole.
I would too. I mean, you started this stuff and you got Kendrick calling me.
He want to try to win at least one of these battles.
And Kendrick called me a pedophile in the Super Bowl.
And hold on, J. Cole may be in a worse space than Drake a little bit, because at least Drake took the punches.
I mean,
to some people, you know.
Yeah, to some, yeah.
Some people feel like, okay, he took the punches. Cole backed out. A lot of people don't look at Cole as Muhammad Ali no more.
He can't.
With the lyrics. Like, so he fell out of that space.
Yeah.
He dropped the album.
The Fall Off. It was a good album.
A lot of people, it was more home driven.
It wasn't really like.
It was like about him growing up.
Yeah. It was cool.
In his hometown.
It wasn't really. It's not really replayable to me.
Right.
It's
only probably a couple. You could probably listen to that a couple times. Good lyrics on there.
Of course.
But it ain't like All My Life on there or something like that.
Right.
Really, a really huge radio hit didn't come from that.
Right. I agree.
All I'm saying is Drake won't beef with J. Cole. He wanna have a back and forth with J. Cole. He think he can win that. He think he can beat J. Cole.
I think he can win too. I ain't gonna lie.
I don't know.
You don't think so?
J. Cole.
Kendrick different though.
Both of them took L's in the whole thing.
I think it could beat J. Cole.
But I think that from what I'm hearing, he got a hit piece out there with the Academics on J. Cole, and J. Cole gonna respond or not. But I don't think nobody look at J. Cole right now as somebody that can deal with a rap battle and really come through on the back end with the victory. I believe that he got good lyrics. He a good writer.
Mm.
Before it was a mystique. about J. Cole, like, oh, he, you know, he talking all that tough stuff. I don't think that they like look that. At J. Cole, and he might be easy prey for Drake. And Drake probably trying to get his position back, at least running down J. Cole on this. Maybe in the next couple year or so, I wouldn't be surprised to see Drake and J. Cole going back and forth.
See, when they brought out the big three thing, I don't know a single person. I genuinely don't know a single person that thinks J. Cole was one or two. So I think that Drake could actually handle J. Cole. Not easy, because J. Cole can spit, but it would be a very, very interesting beef considering that J. Cole backed out and dropped a whack diss and took it off streaming platforms. So
I don't think Kendrick responds to any of this.
No, he shouldn't. Why should he? He already won.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
He did the Super Bowl. He got the Grammys.
No need to do no more.
Just
drop an album 2 years, you'll be all right.
Yeah, just he's I don't believe he has to really even listen to any of this.
He got all the Grammys. He got all the BET Awards, all the, you know, music awards. He good. He don't need nothing else.
Plus, streams can be manipulated.
Yeah. Well, that's
on Drake, both sides.
Yeah, Drake thought that Kendrick had bots.
Even Kendrick, I think the music industry used bots, period.
Yeah. I think everybody did.
If I'm doing marketing and promotion.
Comments.
And they say, okay, for $50,000, I can get 1 million streams.
Right.
I believe every artist.
Somebody doing that.
Yeah.
Not every artist.
I believe the music companies are using bots.
They're definitely doing it. Somewhere.
They don't exist for no reason.
Maybe not in the charts, but definitely on the social media part, like comments and all that stuff, likes, definitely using that. But yeah, that's the Drake phenomenon right now.
Here we go. Well, he exposed it with the lawsuit, so.
I like that.
Hey, look, when we come back, Truth Nation, we'll have more Pop Culture Report with Nazir Spencer. Stay locked in right here on Tory Lowe.
More of the Tory Lowe Show is next on 101.7 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com. This is the Tory Lowe Show on 101.7 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com.
Yeah. Tory Lowe, he a soldier for the soul. Power to the people, seeing all the forces moving slow. Open doors for the low, still the voice of the voices. When you feeling like you running out of choice, boy, Tory got the remedy. Activists going to war for black people, his family. Always got his foot on the pedal, running with no energy. Keeping people at a higher level with his empathy. Call him when you need him. He been an angel, but he had to work for his freedom. And his wings spread for his kingdom. And you know he gotta go to war when he sees demons. Even in them cold nights, when he had to learn to hold tight. When the pain from the bottom was too much to bear. He was there to get you through the storm. And the advocate, Tory Lowe, Tory Lowe, Tory Lowe.
101.7 The Truth, Tory Lowe, Tory Lowe Show. We got the Pop Culture Report with Nazir Spencer in studio.
Yo.
Hey, what else is going on in these pop culture streets, Nazi?
Real quick, I want to address the comments real quick.
Oh,
I see some J. Cole
fans. You see something in the chat.
Listen. Someone called me a fake J. Cole fan. Let's get that straight.
Wow.
Let's calm down, all right? I said that J. Cole was whack for taking out the song and even putting out a song in the first place, even knowing that he wasn't going to go all the way in on Kendrick.
What was the song, the diss record that he put?
It was like seven minute drill or something like that. He took it out. That's lame. All right, let's keep it a buck. If I come at you, and you know we homies, but this is a friendly banter. If I come at you, I'm not taking the diss down. That's lame. And then you go publicly apologizing, knowing what Kendrick about to do to Drake. You know, it's just weird. Like, you playing both sides. That's lame.
I thought Kendrick called him or something like that.
Yeah, he called him, but
they talked.
But he playing both sides. That's the worst type of dude. That's the worst type of dude.
Backdoored.
That's what I'm saying. He backdoored Drake. That's lame.
Oh wow.
You can't do that.
I don't know. Well,
that's lame.
Like I said,
he's
out there. They got a hit piece on your boy J. Cole. I don't know what's.
I don't want nobody getting no more beef.
I don't know what's the final.
I'm just saying.
Outcome of all of this. I don't know if J. Cole will actually respond to this.
Nah, he not gonna respond.
But.
He better than
we'll
I'm just saying it was a lame move. It was a lame tactic. It was lame. I'm sorry. He backdoored him, bro. He did. So, whatever. We leave it on the side. But some new news for you. Remember Rasheed Rice on the Chiefs?
Yeah, Rasheed Rice. Yeah.
The dude should have been suspended all last season.
With the car accident. Yeah.
But He back in jail now. He
what? He can't stay out of trouble.
He got training camp soon, and he got
his
miss,
career might be.
He got to stay in jail for 30 more days.
Well, it's only training camp.
Still though.
He not go.
He dropped off after the second half of the season. Like, as soon as he got back, he started playing really good, and then down the line, they just started losing. He started being whack.
I mean, I don't like when these football players or these athletes start getting into these news articles where they harming the community, driving, doing reckless ideas. Then all of a sudden, now you have what? Parole issues or something like that?
Yeah.
PO issues. I mean, sit your butt down.
That's what I'm saying. I never understand it.
You're an athlete. You know what I mean? Yeah. I don't know why some of these athletes want to be street cats once they get
the
money.
Understand it. You got millions of dollars.
I never understand that. You got millions of dollars. You're supposed to have people around you to keep you in line at this point. And they pick to when they become a professional athlete. Very few people make it to the NFL.
Yeah.
You get to the NFL and now you want to act up.
Do you think it's like a circle thing? Like people in your circle, like you're not around the right people or something like that? Because he got caught smoking weed or whatever. I think he did a drug test or something like that.
Okay, but what I'm saying is what you're doing.
Right.
I mean, you ain't got nobody around you. All you got is yes men around you. Like,
that's lame.
You ain't got nobody to be like, hey, man, you better not. Don't do that. Don't do that because we got this and this going on. It's going to affect you in a negative way.
Like your manager's supposed to be able to do that, right? Like your manager, like, of your career, like the person that do all the deals and stuff for you.
Look, let me tell you something. He may have been leading with his helmet every time he was in practice. Because he might have some what do they call it?
CTE.
CTE. Yeah. May have some of that.
The craziest thing is he's talented,
why
too.
It don't matter.
Yeah, I know, I'm just saying he's talented.
Leon Lent was talented too.
He's just ruining it. That's what I'm trying to say, though. He's ruining it all. He's a talented player. Like,
okay. But this is why I say so many people work hard to get in his position. And they'll give you a little room if you're talented. If you're talented and they think you can help them win the Super Bowl, they'll kind of like, okay, we'll get around this.
Well, that's what they did last year.
But sometimes you get to the point where I can't do that no more.
Yeah.
And it seemed like he entering in a space where he's starting to affect the brand negatively to where they may just have to wipe their hands with him. Due to behavior detrimental to the team. They got that in the clause. Like,
yeah.
So they can get rid of you for behavior detrimental to the team.
I'm curious on what they have in those type of clauses because that's very interesting to me. Like, what can and what you can't do? Because, you know, NFL, they let anything slide unless you talk about the refs or talk about a certain race or whatever.
What I'm saying is now that people got social media, there's more media outlets, independent media outlets. Back in the day, they would let you slide because they controlled the media largely because they was playing on the station. Certain stations didn't promote certain things. It was CBS, NBC, now it's like social media, podcasts, man. Tory Lowe Show, like, we gonna talk about it and they can't hide it no more.
Yeah, that's true. I mean,
so it's bad for the brand. And nobody's bigger than the brand.
Yeah, never.
Not right now. Not in today's time.
Yeah.
Now, you can do some things, and we could probably maneuver a little bit. But if you are having a consistent string of incidents that's having a bad reflection on the organization, you're going to be gone. You're going to be out of there. They can't afford to have that.
Yeah, you don't want the NFL to get involved, like fully involved. He got to deal with the Chiefs first, but the NFL, if they get involved, it might be over for him. So that's he's back in jail. We'll keep an eye on that.
They told you to keep your head up when you make tackle.
He get tackled. He don't make tackles.
They tried to do the helmet, the head safety.
Yeah, it didn't work out for him.
It didn't work out for him. He had his head down the whole time.
Yeah, he's still doing stupid stuff.
He leading with his head.
Mm. Hey, I heard a clip in New York after the game last night. By the way, that was a crazy game. Knicks versus Cavaliers. James Harden still sucks, by the way.
Didn't James Harden just a couple games ago pull out a big fourth quarter?
Let me list you a stat real quick.
He too old to be consistent.
I'm going to show you the stat. James Harden has played 188 playoff games in his career, okay? Cool. Mm-hmm. He's had as many or more turnovers than made field goals in 48 of those games. That's 25%, Torrey.
Oh, wow.
25% of his playoff games, he's had more turnovers than points. Trash.
Well,
trash.
He's a journeyman at this point.
Man.
And you can't put it all on him every time. Like, that's why you got to get some young players.
You see him, like, he was getting torched on defense. He could not guard Jalen Brunson to save his life.
Okay, but he's not supposed to be guarding Jalen Brunson.
In the clutch?
No. When have James Harden won a defensive award?
No, no. I'm saying, though, if you're on the ball.
He's not that type of player. You know he's offense.
Right.
And the key to James Harden is to get some hot points. He'll get hot for a second.
Yeah.
And then you try to throw in a young player that can go in there and try to hold some defense. He's not going to hold nobody. Nobody thinks about James Harden when it comes to defense.
He shouldn't be on the court then if it's clutch
time.
He's
been on the court his whole career.
But clutch time. He's trash in the playoffs. Okay. He should be benched in the playoffs.
That's because defense wins championships.
And he don't got it.
Okay.
That's what I'm trying to say.
I keep telling people, when it gets to the nitty-gritty, defense wins championships.
Yeah, I agree.
But offense sell tickets.
Okay.
So he there for sales.
Okay.
But when it get real, he just don't have a track record of a defensive player. That's not his career. That's not his MO.
Well, the Knicks won last night in OT, and after the game, they were chanting, "We want Wemby." I don't know about that, Andrew.
I don't know if they want Wemby.
I'm looking at him beating up the Thunder.
Anthony Towns, who think he can handle? I don't know.
Hey. Oh boy!
I don't know.
Oh man, that's gonna be ugly. Hey, Mitchell Robinson can do some stuff. I guess maybe not fully, like for seven games, but
let me tell you something.
It'd be ugly.
Wemby then came and shook the league.
Man, he had a standout game. That reminded me of like LeBron's like 48-point game against the Pistons when he was, you know, going to the finals his first time. That was a crazy game, and I mean, it took him two overtimes to get 45 points. Which is whatever.
Wemby is on the come, and he's young too.
Yeah.
Ain't no telling where his ceiling is.
He's younger than me. He's like 22.
That's what I'm saying. He got a high ceiling.
Yeah.
He's moving well at 7 foot, what?
7'5". 7'4", something like that.
Like, he's moving well, and he's a threat on inside and outside.
Yeah.
And he's a threat on defense.
Yeah. Defensive player of the year this year. Unanimous.
All I'm saying is, we looking at something we ain't never seen. And I wouldn't be surprised if San Antonio take one this year.
Knicks fans, you don't want San Antonio.
I'm gonna tell you this.
You don't.
The New York Knicks have been consistent over the last couple of years of being consistent as being a good team.
Yeah.
But they ain't on OKC level ain't on San Antonio.
Either way,
they're
losing.
They're not on those two levels.
Either way, they'll lose the finals.
But they'll get into the finals, and I think that's an improvement.
That's cool.
But that's why I keep saying, like, they may try to make that deal for Giannis. I mean, if Giannis is on the board, I mean, they are like one piece.
Hey.
They like a one piece from actually really being competitive.
Giannis is the only player I know that can stop Wemby.
I'm just saying. I hope Giannis stay home here in Milwaukee.
Yeah, come on back,
buddy. A lot of talk about Giannis going to New York, and I'm telling you.
We'll see in the next 2 weeks, man. We'll see.
We'll see.
Next 2 weeks.
Thank you for that pop culture report.
Yes, sir.
Hey, look, when we come back, Truth Nation, we got guests. Stay locked in right here on Tory Lowe.